This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings. Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today, we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue. It won't do.
Dance. Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and candidly a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to. Place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome in to the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, Monday edition of 3 and Out. Alongside Houston Kress, I'm Nate Hodges. We got Davey Hudson pushing all the buttons.
Most pushing my buttons.
Most of the time correctly. And we have your Tennessee Volunteer Baseball team in first place.
What do you mean? First place in what?
The SEC, Houston. Not only is Tennessee leading the SEC East, they're tied for the lead in the entire conference with, guess who? Pig Suey, Arkansas, as they come to town this weekend.
So what you're saying is this is going to be a pretty big series.
Pretty big series.
For the Big Orange.
Some are saying one of the biggest, maybe
ever. I thought the Vanderbilt one was the biggest ever. So now this one might be the biggest ever.
Well, now that they got a little soft and didn't play a game in the rain.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Just canceled it. Didn't play it early. Didn't make it up late. What are we doing here? Now the records are going to be all janky.
Yeah, how does that work?
I don't know.
If we have a one game lead over Vanderbilt, are they going to be like,
well, we have a tiebreaker because we won a series.
It'll be a half game one way or the other.
I don't think I like that.
I mean, it kind of helps us, though.
I know it does. I'm worried about Vanderbilt being like, well, we won the series against them.
That's not the way baseball works.
All right, just making sure.
If you're a half game back, no tiebreaker.
Just making sure.
Can't give them a win.
Don't
they
want
earn.
Any, you know, shenanigans by the team from West End.
It was Tennessee 5, Missouri 4 on Friday. Tennessee then won again on Saturday 11-4, and then it wasn't even close. Missouri scored the first run yesterday, but after that, it was a Tennessee bludgeoning 10-2 for the Sunday victory and the sweep on the road in the SEC.
Tennessee double-digit runs in 5 of their last 7? No, I'm sorry. 4 of their last 6.
Okay.
Pretty impressive.
And 3 of 4, yes.
Must wake up bats. It's very bad. Bats are woken. To steal Joe Boucheron. It's very bad.
Well, they're hitting the curveball and the fastballs. They're hitting all the balls out of the ballpark.
Need to wake up bats.
There's no one to make fun of now that hasn't seen the movie.
I think he watched. He started it.
He did.
I don't know.
Our empty chair here.
R.I.P. Tacomas.
Uh-huh.
Not rest. Well, yeah, but whatever.
live in peace.
L.I.P. What the... We said it all last week, man. Tennessee really needed the sweep.
They got it.
And the commentators yesterday made a really good point. It's a lot to ask for any SEC team to go on the road and get a sweep. But Tennessee did that.
They did.
And they needed to. You got to take care of business. Because, frankly, some other teams in the conference not taking care of business.
Mm-mm.
Did Vanderbilt rest Jack Leiter?
That's what somebody said.
What's his record since old Comas was...
I'm pretty sure he's still 0-2.
Giddy in his pants to go watch Jack Leiter throw the...
I'm pretty sure he's still 0-2.
Throw the white ball.
And a no decision. He hasn't won in three games.
Yikes. That's a shame. The Comas curse, we'll call it. Yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah. Got so the legal beagles earlier this year.
Okay, that's... your errors, it costs you this. Anyway.
No, that costs us nothing. We stay in the same slot for the playoffs.
But if you'd have won, would you have jumped the slot?
Nope.
Yeah. Still killed the team's confidence. No. They didn't have faith in you.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
I made all my plays in the playoff game.
How was everybody's weekend? Good weekend?
I had a great weekend. It was Mother's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, spent a lot of time with the family.
Birth person. Good. How about you, Dave? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was much needed. Had a good time. So
persons.
Good.
No complaints. Did you have a good weekend, Houston?
No. No, I did not, Dave. Thanks for asking. Thanks for picking up what I was putting down right there. So, as I've told you guys privately, haven't brought this to the air, there's been an issue with the boat. Thought I fixed it.
Yeah, I thought you were good to go. Gonna have a
small fuel
weekend.
Leak. So I replaced this
you
part.
You said it only cost like $13 or
yep,
something.
Had to replace the gaskets, stop the leak. I did my job. Boat ran pretty good for a little bit, and then right back to the same old problem. So I got to take it in this week. So that was problem number one. Number two, I'm going to the tournament Saturday morning. It's 4:30.
Is this what your broken boat or a different boat?
No, I had to take my stuff out of the boat, fishing with a buddy. I'm supposed to meet him in Kodak.
Mm-hmm.
Driving on 40, passing the Knoxville Zoo. Give a shout out to the elephants over there, and then poosh, flat tire. You don't know pain, brother, until you've changed a flat tire in the pitch black with semis passing 4 feet behind you doing 80 when you're running late, and you got to be in White Pine, Tennessee in like an hour. You don't know pain. But you know what? We persevered.
I guess you're fortunate you even have a spare.
Do you not have a spare?
No.
Really?
I do have AAA, though, so.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't know what to do. But I did what I had to do. Pulled out the manual, went to work.
Mm.
And they really try to hide the jack from you in some of these. I mean, they...
Yeah.
And not like open a compartment, here it is. It's like pry open this compartment, dig way back in there, and then you got to unlatch it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pain. But, you know, we persevered. We made it. Had a decent little tournament. It wasn't very good. It was fine. I was mad all day. But then my tax return got denied by the IRS.
Wait, what?
Yeah. That night, came home. I was just mad. I was like, I'm just going to go ahead and do my taxes. I'm frustrated. I'm already frustrated. They can't frustrate me anymore. I'll finish up my taxes. Submit. Boom. Email right back. The IRS has denied your tax return. I'm thinking, oh, God, what have I done now?
Yeah. Was this the second time?
No, this is the first time.
Okay.
No, it was the second time. I had spent the last week kind of combing over some numbers. And so the blurb I get from the IRS is that your AGI, that's adjusted gross income, from 2019 does not match what we have on our record. So I go back and I check my 2019 filing. It's the exact same number. So I'm a little confused as to what happened. You want to know what I had to do to fix the problem?
What did you have to do to fix the problem?
I had to turn in my 2020 tax return with my 2019 AGI listed as zero. $0. You know why?
Why?
Because they haven't processed my 2019 tax return. So I can only imagine what the plan is here for the IRS. So to submit my taxes legally this year, I had to basically lie on my 2020 tax return because they haven't filed my 2019 tax return. So my guess is they're probably going to like fine me or something. Like I'm probably going to prison to make sure that I can submit this tax return.
If you're interested in co-hosting Three and Out with me, mate, get your resume.
Like, what am I supposed to, what do you do in that situation? Chris is, hey, we want you to submit your tax return on time. Please do that. Okay, I can't unless I lie because you didn't do your job. Yeah, well, just lie, and then I'm going to get arrested. That's what's going to happen.
You can file for an extension.
I don't need an extension. I need them to do their job from 2019.
We'll file for the extension. Wait for them to do their job.
I've been waiting over a year. It's
they
a conundrum.
They never processed your 2019.
No, it says processing.
So you had to say that you've earned no new income from 2019.
No, no.
Since 2019.
Right. No, 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 no. No, I have to go back and say my what? No, I have to tell them on this tax return I made $0.
Why?
Because they have, that's what they have on file. They don't have a number for me, so the number is zero.
So it needs to match.
Right. So since, you know, it all starts as zeros, right? They go in and they put it in, but they haven't put anything in, so it's zero. So now...
I'm telling you, you need to have a plan here. You need to make sure...
I do have. I've documented.
You need to make sure that the way you understood this is that you needed to put... That the difference in your 2019 return to what it should be was zero. That you were saying in your own, this is a George Costanza. You got to make sure that your brain and your heart are on the same page here.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying there's no mistake with my 2019. I was a plus or minus nothing.
Zero.
I did it perfectly.
Right.
That's what I was telling you. I wasn't reporting no income. No siree.
No.
I already reported my income.
Why would I report no income after I already reported income?
Exactly.
I'm not going back and saying, all that money I said I made, I actually did none. No.
You're actually no change. The way you were talking was a little too smart. You were talking about how you understand that the computer is reading a zero and has a No. You don't know any of that. You need to block that from your memory.
But I do know that.
Wash it away.
It's a zero because they haven't done their job.
Get out your Bitch Jones bricks and block that up, buddy. Bury it deep inside of you.
It sounded like you said Bitch Jones. Did you?
No.
I think you did. It's fine.
Jones.
It's fine.
Well, saying Butch Jones bricks is kind of tough. So maybe I did.
West tweets in and says, Houston doing the most this morning to make sure that people know he does his taxes. Yeah, I'm going
to... Well, he has to overcompensate for how he thought that he didn't have to pay taxes on his crypto.
Well, if Doge keeps going down, it looks like it won't be a net negative anyhow, you know?
A net zero.
Net zero. Sorry, that's what I meant. It was one of those weekends.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Where nothing really goes right, but you kind of persevere. You know, I got the flat... Taken off, got the spare put on.
Were you able to fish the tournament?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you on time? Did you make your buddy late?
Well, he was.
Did you ruin his chances to win the tournament by being late?
No, he was actually late, too, because his mother-in-law unplugged his boat batteries.
Oh, no.
And so we woke up, and he was like, my batteries are dead. I'm going to have to go get a new one. But we actually launched exactly on time. We got the boat in the water as they called our number.
She unplugged his boat batteries?
Mm-hmm.
Why would she do such a thing?
She wanted to vacuum and run the cord from the garage into the house. It was a little dusty, she said.
No outlets in the house for this type of thing, for vacuuming?
I don't know.
Did she just forget to re-plug in the battery? Was that her thing? I'll plug these back
probably,
in.
Probably.
Did she unplug the vacuum?
Didn't know what it was.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was a whole thing.
Is she aware that she... caused this issue?
Is she aware now?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you never.
He told her about it.
If you unplug something, like, it's got to get plugged back in.
Right.
If that's a
could have been
rule.
A fridge, freezer.
Right? Yeah.
If there was a weekend to do something like that, she picked the right one.
Why is that?
It's birth of person's day weekend, you know.
That was mother-in-law.
Still, like
birthing person-in-law.
It was Sunday though. Work? Yeah, I bet Sunday was a. Awesome
she vacuumed
day.
On a Sunday?
No, it was a Saturday.
She vacuumed on
or
Saturday.
Or it was a Friday night.
She vacuumed
Friday
on Friday.
Night. Yeah.
Okay.
But glad you guys had good weekends.
Birthing persons.
Yeah, I just... It's tough. Tough weekend. I'm struggling. Just one of those mentally and physically exhausting weekends. You know?
Like you need a nap whenever you're done from here.
Maybe. I might. I don't know. I went to bed kind of early last night. I wanted to make sure I was well-rested for this show. Celebrate the good things that happened, like the three wins over Missouri.
I had a screw in my tire yesterday.
Did it go flat?
Nope.
Lucky you.
Got really lucky. I mean, super lucky.
Lucky you. I don't even know what I
hit. It was about this long.
It sounded like a bottle.
It was like a little, like a miniature like roofing nail where it's real flat on one side. Mm-hmm. I mean, just you know, those tires picked those up perfect.
And it just like plugged the hole for you?
Nope. It just, I mean, it was about this long, and it just happened to hit perfectly in the thickest part of the tread. And I was
You're
worried.
Lucky that those tires are relatively new.
I know. I was worried. I had to, I was debating. I was looking at it.
Mm.
We had driven on it for a while, obviously.
You were thinking, do I pull it out or
right,
leave it?
It was all just, you know, getting worn down.
Yeah, yeah.
And we weren't at the house or somebody else's house, and I was like, well, don't want to risk just, like, trying to drive this home, like, maybe trying to get it somewhere. Like, how bad do I think this is? Looks kind of small.
What'd you do?
Got my knife out of the truck and started. I tried to pull it out with my bare hands, but it was way.
Yeah, that's that. Come on.
Well, I didn't know what it was at first. I didn't know you know, if it was kind of a snapped off nail, it might have been okay. It might have just popped right out. But I tried to pull it out with my hands, my fingers, get my nails under there, and couldn't quite get it.
No, gross.
So I got a knife out. I started prying it kind of side to side. All had to really work it around, and then it starts to pull out. I could see the threads, and I was like, oh no, this is a screw. This could be bad. I was like, well, I'm in a driveway. I'd rather, like you, like, I thought of you. It's like, I'd rather fix
this. You thought about me?
I'd rather fix this tire.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather put this spare on here in the driveway than risk driving this down the road and be on the side of I-40. So I went for it. I popped it out, and I waited. I even thought I heard a noise. I was like, nope, that's coming from, like, that's some type of sound inside the vehicles. It's like resetting something.
Uh-huh.
And I waited, and I cranked it up to see if it, like, would give me any, like, low notification. Uh-huh. And everything was fine. We drove home.
Good.
That's awesome. Drove here today, no problem.
That's great. That's awesome, man. Yeah. I am so happy for you. I mean, man. Oh, God, yeah. That's great.
I said a prayer in there, too. I was like, oh man, I really don't need this today.
I said a prayer.
Mother's
right
Day.
Right when I hit whatever it was I hit.
Want to go out, take the
wife I've never had a tire go that flat that fast.
Really?
I mean, it was like, I hit the thing, I checked my gauge, it was flat.
Hmm.
It was zero. I mean, it was, I it was dark, so I couldn't, like, look for whatever, wherever the hole was or what it was that did it.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to hit, like, those cop tire spikes or something, but only one.
Mm.
And it was the back wheel, which doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, how did the front wheel not hit it for? It's a mystery. So we're gonna try to figure that out later today. Maybe I can plug it. Maybe not. No one knows. No one knows yet.
You don't know where the hole is? Like,
mm-mm. It was dark. Mm. I haven't pulled the tire out of the truck.
My guy right down here, he'll plug it for you.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I might do that.
Mm-hmm.
What, do you put it back on?
Oh, sure.
Put the spare back under the...
Probably.
I can do that.
Yeah, I'm sure he would.
Learned a lot about how the Tahoe vehicle...
Was this your first experience changing a flat in your Tahoe?
Yes.
Okay.
Second overall. I once had a flat driving through Ware's Valley.
Oh, not good.
And I said, I can do this. Get the spare out. Someone had stabbed it with a knife.
What?
It was flat. And it had a huge gash in it.
With a knife.
I don't think it was someone who knew me. I think it just came that way. It was, you know, that was bad. You put the spare on, and the thing just poof, falls. Mm. Not good. Not good at all. All
right.
But I would recommend to everybody, read the manual for your car, just so you kind of know a little bit of a heads up. Flats can happen. There's a lot of construction going on. Nails are falling out. People are littering everywhere. You never know what it's going to be. Got to be more careful. I just don't know what I hit. It sounded like a beer bottle.
Really?
But it didn't sound, I never heard it break. It just sounded like you know, like a beer bottle bounces and it's like, kung, 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 kung.
Hey, good time for that pop top, except you already did it.
Oh, yeah. That would have been.
Yeah.
That would have been
good. No, I know what you mean. You hit it and it, did it crunch?
No, I didn't hear a crunch. Mm. I just felt like a little bump and like a glass bottle sound, and then the tire was flat immediately. I don't know. So if you're driving on 40 near the zoo,
uh-oh,
in the left lane, be on the lookout. It might be stuck, whatever it was, in my tire. Yeah, I might have picked that up for you, everybody. So
you probably cleaned up the roadways.
Well, that's, you know, it's part of what I do as my service. You know, I donate $100K to the university to be in this
The shareholder society.
The secret society.
Secret society.
And then I pick up trash with my vehicle.
Yep.
Like, literally, it sticks into my tire, and I get rid of it for everyone else.
So how'd the fishing go?
It was fine.
Did you win some?
No.
Top 10?
No.
20?
No.
30?
Upper third. It was a big tournament.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
About 1,000 boats or something?
No, it was like 150.
Oh, okay. What's a big tournament?
I'd say over 100 is a big tournament. Anything over like 150 is too big.
What's a small tournament? If you're like, I fished a small tournament, what's that?
I'd say if it doesn't have more than, I mean, you could say a small tournament in 5 boats. Anything under 5, you're just fishing with your buddies for, it's not, I wouldn't consider that a tournament.
19 boats. What size is that? Small?
Yes, small to medium.
26 boats, though, medium.
Yeah, 26 medium. Okay. Medium size.
All right.
Medium size.
Just trying to learn the lingo here. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't.
I don't think there's an official.
Okay. No, that's what,
scale. That's just kind of.
It's kind of like all the geography talk we have. We just. Well, how do you talk?
Well,
about
it's
it?
Also like, what's the purse? Like, you know, the Major League Fishing, they'll do a day tournament, but it's only 10 boats. But if you win it, it's, you know, $100,000. Like, I'd say that's a big tournament. It's just not a big tournament.
Right.
Big turnout.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
It wasn't all bad. I had some good things happen this weekend.
Oh, good.
Yep.
We'll hit a quick break. We'll come back, get us some phone calls on the flip side.
Good.
If people are still on the line after this flat tire
we
conversation.
Got, and I'm sorry. I'll turn it to sports. Just boat taxes and tires. It was a tough weekend. Yeah. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense. Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
The 20 NCAA regional host options will be unveiled either Thursday or Friday this week.
Hey, Tennessee in prime position. Any word yet on capacity for that Vanderbilt game?
Mm.
Vanderbilt. Arkansas series?
Not that I know of.
Okay. It's worth a shot.
See if I can get a tip from inside the ticket office.
Braves went full capacity. Mississippi State, Ole Miss, full capacity. Haven't seen any issues. If you don't want to go, don't go. But that'd be pretty awesome if we could have a full Lindsey Nelson Stadium.
Didn't I send that tweet to you guys? Like, what, state of Texas? 2 months have been wide open.
Lowest.
Less COVID than ever.
Less than ever. 11 months low, I think. Impressive.
Pretty amazing. Mm. Doesn't even seem possible based on what, you know, the quote-unquote experts said.
Now be careful. You're going to make Bear mad.
Why would I make Bear mad?
He doesn't like when we corona, bro.
Oh.
Or anti, I don't know what it's called.
It
I don't know. Matter. I'd hate to make him mad.
Why does it? Okay.
Bears all for differing opinions unless yours is different from his.
Oh, now see, that's a shot. I was just giving
stats. Whoa. What? I'm just saying.
You just said he doesn't like differing opinions.
No, he's all for them. As long as they are his. That's all. I'll leave it at that.
It is crazy how you open up and you get less COVID. It's amazing how that happens. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got Matthew. We've really set him up for success.
Yep.
Matthew, you can take this any way you want to go with it, buddy. You're on 3 and out. How are you?
Well, first off, I have to say Houston is looking mighty dapper in that.
I am. This is a great. I figured this might be who this was. So, see this shirt?
Uh-huh.
It's new.
Oh.
Well, it's new to me.
Right.
I made a purchase from Matthew.
Yeah?
Look at this bad boy. I'm gonna be stunting all week long in my new Tennessee gear.
What's amazing is what do we want to call this? A second hand, a hand-me-down, a
lightly worn, brand new polo.
Yeah, the black matches the black of your fairly new, pretty new. I mean, still perfectly white Columbia hat here. Cut the check. I mean, like it's not the black in this Vols polo is still brand new level.
Does black change a lot?
It can kind of fade. And you really don't notice unless you put it up to something else that's black. But we got the black curtain back here, your black hat.
It's kind of gray.
The black chair. I mean, that sure looks good.
Yeah, it's wait till you see the other ones.
You know, a lot of people in Matthew's situation are like, oh, yeah, it's like new. And then most of the time, they're full of blue.
No, it was all like new.
Yeah.
Wouldn't know.
This is really like new.
Yeah.
Shouts out to you, Matthew.
No, indeed.
Thank you.
I saw the offer, and I was like, jumping on it. Want them. Take it. Come on. Come on. I mean,
well, guys,
these polos are expensive off the rack.
I need y'all to settle an argument, and I'm in the 37, and I kind of already know the answer to this. So where is y'all's level of interest with the five major sports that UT is involved with? So we're going to do football, basketball, women's basketball, baseball, softball. I'll hang up and listen. I kind of already know the answer, but I'm just curious to hear.
You want to, like, we're ranking our interest?
Yeah.
Like 1 through 5, who most interested, the least interested?
Yes.
Right now or like overall?
Like today, like right in this moment?
I'll be fair. I'll do overall.
Overall. Okay, deal.
All right. Bye.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Overall.
I mean, I think we could do both.
That's a good question. Yeah. Take a second to ponder it.
Oh. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, God.
Bear, you're on three and out.
Hey, Bear, how's it going?
Houston, I can't believe you're scurrying. I mean, it shouldn't surprise me that you're trying to turn me against, trying to turn Nate against. That's not what I said. I said I'm sick to death of Corona, period.
Yep.
It didn't have to do with anybody's side.
Oh.
If you're going to don't misrepresent what I said to you on a private phone conversation, I'm tired of it.
Represent.
I am very suspicious of Nate after seeing the picture of him decked out head to toe in guarded black in William Bryce Stadium down in Columbia.
He was.
I did
about
say
it.
That. I did, Nate. I'm suspicious. Come at me like this.
Whoa,
give me all, I'm getting ready to go into treatment right now.
I said you're all four different down. Opinions. I said you're all four different opinions.
As long as and then you added that caveat on the end.
You like it when people agree with you. What's so bad about that?
Well, it's because I'm always right.
See, like I said.
What's funny is I actually agree with you, Bear. I'm sick of coronavirus, too. Get it out of here. Full capacity. Let's go. It's not a thing anymore. Get your vaccine and shut the hell up. Let's go.
I'm sick to sport. And here I am trying to keep my damn blood pressure down. Oh. I'm gonna get ready to roll in here to Fort Sanders. And they're going to look at me like, you know, something's wrong.
I'm sorry. That's on me, man.
Anyhow, to answer the previous caller's question, it goes King football, basketball, baseball, and who cares?
Okay. Mm. Funny how you just throw all the women's sports under the bus.
It's not Mother's Day anymore. I mean, birthday people.
You got that right.
Bear.
I mean, I don't know. I care about it. They call me non-revenue bear.
There's a lot
non-revenue
of
sports bear.
There's a lot of ways you could take that. I mean, I think you're probably right. I think you're probably right. I would say when women's basketball is good, you know, when we were elite, it might have been ahead of baseball when baseball was not very good. Just as far as support, I mean, they're going to draw more fans annually than the baseball team. But if they get a bigger state, it might be close now because baseball's elite.
No, it's not
Tony V's
close.
Elite.
Right now?
Yeah, right now it's not even close. Right now it's baseball.
No, it's King baseball, basketball. I mean, football's a joke.
Yeah.
We're, you know, our best linebacker will be wearing that god-awful red.
We ain't talking about that. Yeah, we haven't gotten there yet. Yeah. But yeah, we've stole.
No, we had to get to Houston's flat tire story.
Yeah.
What's the fifth sport?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Didn't Matthew say softball, rank the five?
Softball.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, they've been a powerhouse.
Here's mine. Basketball, football, and then I don't.
You hate baseball.
Baseball, women's softball, and
women's basketball?
Women's basketball. They're all just on that same tier for me. Like I didn't even know if we won the series, like, walking in today. Like, I had to ask and wait. Like, I had no
clue. For baseball?
I had no idea what had happened.
Come on, dude. You didn't get on Twitter.
He's a bum.
Not yesterday, actually.
Oh, why? Come on,
he's a bum.
I did see we won Friday, but I had no idea what happened Saturday or Sunday.
We all follow the same people, but it was all over your feed.
I didn't get on yesterday. That was one of the things I tried to do. Oh, I did send out a tweet for help. That was about it.
Yeah, out of beer.
Yeah.
Send help.
We have one of the top four. I mean, we're in sports wasteland as a university. The one team that we have that's in the top five in the nation, and you're not paying attention to them, Dave?
Nope.
This is something even for you.
Nope. I did see the Marlins let me down yesterday. That was the one baseball pick I had. They lost 2-1 in the 10th.
All right, I'm going to go see my way out before my blood pressure goes up again.
Thanks, Bear.
Be good, bro.
That runner on second. It killed me twice now. Good. Glad to hear we swept the series.
Are you?
Well, I mean, I really don't care, but I'm glad for the fans, you know?
Apparently there's a tiger on the loose in Texas, and some guy just caught it with his bare hands.
Doesn't sound right.
Look at this. It was on the loose in a neighborhood, and some dude he grabbed it by the nape of the neck, and he's, like, straddling it. Must be a pet.
Yeah.
That guy's going to jail. This guy has his firearm drawn. If it's a pet tiger, illegally, yeah.
Is it his tiger?
I don't know. I would imagine it's his tiger since he's able to grab it by the nape of the neck.
Where's the guy with the gun?
Right here, pointing with the gun drawn. Tiger. See, we had a tiger on the loose.
Yeah, but not really.
In Texas, they have real tigers. Mm-hmm. We have imaginary fake tigers that no one can see or find.
Well, you know.
But that's also because tigers are very good at hiding.
It's Jeremy Pruitt.
Yeah. Find that tiger yet?
He was
ruined my
house.
Afternoon walk. Couldn't find the tiger. Casey
in Texas,
called me.
You just carry your gun and
Casey,
go for the wall.
Yeah, in Texas, they just go up and grab the dang thing. Pretty good. Pretty good.
I don't understand. I don't know how to answer Matthew's question. The answer to that's all.
If you're
doing
seasonal.
Overall,
it's seasonal. Yeah.
If you're doing overall, it's always football, men's basketball.
I guess
maybe for some people, women's basketball would come ahead of baseball. But right now, baseball's so good, I don't know that anybody would say that.
Mm-hmm. And baseball's the only baseball and softball are going right now, but baseball's top five. Well, the poll will come out in the next 20, 30 minutes, and so we'll know exactly where they are.
I had basketball ahead of football.
Well, that's you from an interest standpoint, but I think most people...
Well, that's what he said.
Oh, it was... I thought he was just wanting our opinions.
Well,
we know football's number
one. If you rank them overall, like... The other sports are healthier if football's healthy, just because that means that they're going to have the resources they need to recruit and update and renovate and all that, pay coaches. So you need football to be healthy. We all agree with that. And when football's good, look, I mean, if Tennessee wins the College World Series, right, we're national champions, that'll be awesome. It will not be the same as if football wins a national championship ever again. It will be pandemonium if that happens.
What? I mean, he said our interest level.
I have watched more Tennessee baseball this year than I watched of women's basketball or softball. So I guess for me it would go football, basketball, baseball. But I probably watched more basketball than I did football this last year too. I don't think I missed a basketball game.
That's crazy.
On TV, but I had to rewatch a couple. Like, I missed the first half. I was doing stuff.
I watched the basketball games because I wanted to. I watched the football games because I had to.
When there's so few, if there had been 30-something football games, you probably wouldn't have watched them all, right?
Correct.
If we were that bad, I mean, why?
Yeah.
If Tennessee's really good, you're going to make all these changes to your schedule to make sure you get to watch every game. But when we lost to Kentucky, I think everyone was just kind of like, oh, okay.
I'll turn into a random college football game more so than I would just a random college basketball game.
Oh, I would too. Absolutely. And I'm not going to watch college baseball unless it's Tennessee. That's just not happening.
Okay. I mean, here's just another angle to it. Like, I watched football because I just watch football. Like, if Tennessee was on bye, I would still be watching football. If Tennessee right. baseball had a weekend off, which I know they don't, but right. if they did, I would watch no other college baseball.
Right.
However, I think I'm paying attention now to Tennessee's baseball schedule more than I did when Tennessee's football games were in the football season this past year, once mm-hmm. we proved that we were god-awful. Like, I was going to watch it. I made sure I knew when it was, but I didn't really care.
Right. You weren't invested.
So, it's never been that way around here at all. I mean, even if in the past, if you had a good baseball team, football still came mm-hmm. way first.
Well, and I think, I'll say this. I think a big reason for the renewed interest in baseball from a Tennessee perspective, really just an SEC. It's always been good, right? The conference has always been amazing. Mm-hmm. But now with the SEC Network Plus and the ability to stream games that did not, you know, used to, those were not on TV.
Right.
There was no way to watch them. You just had to listen to the radio. And now that you can, you know, tune into a decent broadcast of, you know, I mean, obviously we got the SEC Network, I think it was the Saturday game, but you had to stream the other two. But that ability to stream allowed me to watch, and I did. And in the past, I would have been like, oh, we're on TV once this weekend. Can't wait to watch it. And now I can watch every game.
Yeah. And now with the smart TV, I mean, I don't even notice if the game's on.
Oh, sure.
Whichever
the only thing I've noticed by having to stream it is I'm a little bit behind certain people. If they're, like, at the game or if, you know, I don't know, their internet is, the stream's faster. Or if I've paused it and I get behind or something, that's the only way I know.
Well.
But it's fun.
What one other interesting note here is, I mean, that one sport we haven't talked about, I'm like, Tennessee softball has really fallen off.
I mean, it has.
There are questions about what the direction of that program is going to be. I mean, they're 12-11 in conference. And like with baseball, it's
very tough conference.
It's a very tough conference. But
there's also been some rumblings about people being unhappy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's been that way for a while from what I've heard, too. Mm-hmm. I do know a few people in that kind of world. We'll come back. Final segment, hour one, next. Final segment, hour number one, Monday edition of a Three and Out. Yeah, Hank T to Alabama, Houston. We haven't talked about it.
Yeah. Well, I guess he got his wish.
Think he got a spot, or do you think he found out he wasn't going to get punished?
I don't know.
Fan conference, or somebody's posited that theory. That maybe they were waiting to see if
he could get the in-conference A-OK.
Yeah, because somebody else had said they think Greg Sankey was telling all the conference schools, like, hey, you better not take any of these Tennessee cheaters. That's why they all went to Oklahoma and other places.
Hmm.
But who knows?
And then Saban said, but I want him. And Sankey said, yes, sir. Hmm. You got it. Whatever you need.
Callum's put out his top 10.
Hmm.
Baseball. Basketball,
mm-hmm.
softball, Lady Vols basketball, men's tennis.
Hey, big weekend for them.
Men's and women's golf.
Mm-hmm.
Then football.
Seventh.
Yep.
Seventh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Track and field, volleyball, and soccer round out of the top 10.
Well, he better start getting on the football bandwagon because hype will been cruton. Cruton machine go brrrr.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You see, we got a tight end commit over the weekend.
No.
Well, you probably should have. It was all over the place. Brody Foley. My name's Brody Foley, and I am a motivational speaker. From Cincinnati, Ohio, Anderson High School, tight end, 6'6", 235, three-star.
We need some tight ends.
Well, we just got one.
All right.
I don't know if that's what I was saying. We just got a commit from one.
I actually didn't even remember that.
From the weekend?
No, because I knew we got the defensive lineman.
The Dejon Mustard guy.
Dejon Terry transferred and has announced he's coming to Tennessee. 6'4", 320, a D-tackle from Meridian, Mississippi.
I completely missed the tight end guy. Foley.
Brody Foley.
6'6", 235.
I just said that.
I know.
Okay.
He's got the clock by him. What does this say? Clock is never
early enrollee.
Never can remember these.
Clock, early enrollee.
What's the sunshine?
Early signing.
Okay.
Period.
Okay. He's got both. Never good.
Well, if you're going to enroll early, you probably have to sign early.
Mm-hmm.
Them's the rules. Mm. So that's good. Picking him up. But yeah, Hank T to Alabama. I guess his dad got what he wanted.
Yep. So they made up. They screwed up the first time.
Great.
Should have just gone to Alabama.
How? So when he entered the transfer portal, he tweeted out, "Thank you. This is not goodbye at all. Being a Vol will always have a special place in my heart. And I mean that. My brothers and I gave us your all every day." I think he meant to say gave you our all. Home sweet home to me, and now he goes and plays for the arch nemesis, evil empire, Alabama.
In fairness, he probably doesn't view it as a rivalry.
Thank you, Davey. Davey Hudson, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. That's kind of a good point, though.
I mean, I don't care, really.
How old's Hank?
I don't know, 21.
So he would have been. He would have been seven. No, that's not even right. I'll do the math. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
14. No. No, seven.
I'm just trying
to
make sure. Yeah.
Yeah, 14. We went 14 years ago. If he's 21, he was seven. The last time we beat Alabama. Or no, that would have been 06, right? Or was it 06? Yeah, it was 06. So he was 6 years old. Neat. I was there for that one. I was there the last time we beat Alabama. You got that going for you. Does it make you mad? Do you feel anything, really? Or were you just kind of like, he's been gone, it doesn't really matter where he goes?
I didn't get angry, no. I thought I would, actually. But
one of the things I didn't like was some of his teammates publicly saying, good job, bro.
Now, that made me, Bryce Thompson... That made me more mad. That's the one I saw.
Bryce, that didn't bother me that much because Bryce is gone, but like current players being like.
No, Bryce said, don't listen to the fans. He said something about the haters or something. And then that combined with Brian Maurer's weird shirt that said something about fans. I didn't read it all, but I know that made people mad.
That wasn't in response to the.
No, that was just separate. That was just him being.
I didn't see this.
Oh, I'm sure somebody will send it to you now. Somebody send it to Houston. Fill him in. I
couldn't even read it all, but it's, I don't know, it's just Maurer being Maurer.
Yeah, it says, don't be a fan later. And then it's fans, and then there's a bunch of tiny writing underneath it, but I can't zoom in that far to read it.
But, you know, he's always kind of had that the fans are against me thing, even though they're not. But no,
well, they might be now.
Well, they might be. Yeah, now they are, now that you've trashed them.
It's weird that you would tweet that out to your fans,
right?
But it's a shirt that is kind of coming at fans,
right?
He's done that a few times.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, it makes no sense at all.
And then he does one picture without it, so you can see all his tats.
Right. You know? Well, he's worked hard on those tattoos.
Yeah, I don't know why he's at Alcoa. Like, I recognize that field.
Maybe he lives out there and. They just said, yeah, you can come throw out here for
maybe. I don't know. But,
well, because the stadium's got all the stuff down for graduations.
Yeah. Okay.
They didn't want to destroy the grass, so they had to lay down the paneling.
Indoor facility over there where you can basically throw anytime you want.
Maybe there's camps or something going on. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't care where you put the work in. At least he's putting it in.
Well, there was some comment in, I think it was in David Ubbin's like Tennessee offseason recap and preview thing from a former assistant coach from Tennessee that basically said Hank T was the only like talent we had at linebacker last year, and that we're going to really miss his ability to, you know, tackle guys.
He was the leading tackler.
Yeah.
But
this would have been a coach on the staff, like literally a guy that is now gone, same as Hank T. So I was like, well, I mean, obviously they're going to say they're going to kind of.
But it was year three. Like, if you didn't have any talent, then, like, go get some.
Yeah.
And maybe they thought they were when they went and got, you know, Terrence Lewis and Aaron Willis and some other guys. But if you can't coach them up, sorry. I like the fresh start on defense this year because they can't be worse. Right, mm-hmm. Right. Can't be. Adding some pieces. Got a new D tackle.
Yeah.
Got the linebacker from Texas, Juwan Mitchell. I think he's going to be pretty good. I mean, if we run a 4-2, you got one pretty dang good player in Mitchell. Didn't he have more tackles last year than Hank T had for us? Same issues. He wasn't very good in coverage.
What will make me angry is if Hank T goes to Alabama and actually plays and plays well.
Yes.
That will make me more angry than if he goes there and just kind of – if he's second string and only plays, I'll say, less than
– I expect him to be a pretty decent special teamer for him.
Less than 30% snaps. That's the number. If he gets above 30% snaps and plays well when he's in there, I'll get angry.
Well, if he's only getting 30%, that would probably mean he's coming in mop-up duty.
Right, and I'll be fine with that.
Okay,
but if he's playing like, if he starts,
you're going to be livid.
Or if he's playing more than 50, and looks good, especially if he knows how to cover.
I don't expect him to start, but again, I'm not that familiar with Alabama's depth chart, especially on the defensive side. But the bigger issue, and I mean, we can have this, but again, like I don't expect him to play that much. I expect him to be a decent special teamer for him, get in here and there. Mm-hmm. But the biggest problem for me. And obviously, this isn't Nick Saban's fault. I mean, it's like good for him for doing this. But the thing now, like if I were to tell you that Tennessee's best defensive player, if I were to tell you that this 15 years ago, Tennessee's best defensive player wouldn't even start at Alabama. Like, like our best player won't even like crack their rotation. Like he can barely crack their rotation. Like that's the bigger issue for me.
Yeah, I mean that shows kind of where we are. And it's not good.
I'll be fascinated to see where he kind of falls in their pecking order.
Right.
But I am with you. If he goes there and I don't know, man. Like I think we all know why he came here now. Right? We all on board with that?
I guess. I don't know. People are saying it. I don't know.
Apparently Florida was
people
in.
People were saying his family already had money like that.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, but.
I mean, I'm sure he took money. But
having money is good. Having more money is never bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
Florida tried to get in on Hank T? Wow.
Ohio State was the latest little thing, and then I guess that didn't happen.
Yeah, we'll see. I just saw a lot of people, you know, oh, he never was bought in. No, he wasn't. Neither was Pruitt. Like, all these, they were just mercenaries. They were coming in. They were shilling out cash. That's all they cared about.
Yep.
Hey, come play for me because I can pay you. And then where you, it, like, it didn't matter what the building was, what the logo was. You know, they weren't doing it for Tennessee.
We'll kick off hour two next.
Sayonara.